At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Ascendant, Pisces, Radhi Nakshatra, archetypes activated. The visionary, the mystic, the creator. Shruti's ascendant falls in Pisces, a water sign ruled by Jupiter, known for its emotional depth, spiritual sensitivity, and intuitive intelligence. Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac, often carrying the subtle weight of accumulated emotional and karmic wisdom. Those with Pisces rising tend to approach life through a lens of compassion, imagination, and spiritual longing. They often seem otherworldly, gentle, idealistic, and deeply tuned to the emotional and energetic undercurrents of the people and environments around them. But what truly defines Shruti's expression of Pisces is her rising nakshatra, Revati. Ruled by Mercury, Revati is a nakshatra of completion, care, and cosmic guidance. It brings a nurturing quality, but one that is focused not on just tending to others, but guiding them, helping others and herself safely move from one phase of life to another. Revati is the ferry boat and the guide. It speaks of someone who walks between the worlds, practical enough to help others, but mystical enough to sense the unseen. This makes Shruti emotionally porous and spiritually attuned, with a natural instinct to help, heal, or uplift others. She may find herself drawn to artistic, healing, or guiding professions, not out of duty, but because her essence flows in that direction. Yet this sensitivity comes with its own challenge. Emotional boundaries. Pisces rising individuals often absorb what others feel, and Revati can amplify this empathy to the point of emotional exhaustion if it's not balanced with grounding. Psychologically, Shruti carries the visionary archetype with great clarity. She can see what could be, especially for others, before they can. Her mind flows into abstract futures, idealistic outcomes, and compassionate possibilities. But because Revati is ruled by Mercury, there's also a natural intelligence in how she processes these insights. She may have an intuitive grasp of timing, symbolism, and emotional language that makes her a gentle but powerful communicator. Layered within that is the mystic, activated by the universal compassion and surrender themes of Pisces and the spiritual closure energy of Revati. Shruti may find herself drawn to mystical arts, esoteric studies, or spiritual practices, often as a means of grounding herself, not escaping. Her connection to the intangible realms is not escapist, it's instructive. She learns by tuning inward, and she teaches by embodying what she has internalized. There's also a strong creator archetype woven into her presence. Revati brings a subtle but potent connection to music, art, and the poetic beauty of life. Shruti may find it natural to express her inner world through some form of artistry, even if it's in how she speaks, designs, writes, or simply lives. Her creations may carry an emotional charge, something people feel rather than just observe. The shadow side of this placement, however, is over-idealism or emotional vulnerability. Pisces rising can sometimes become overwhelmed by the gap between the world as it is and the world as they wish it to be. This may lead to periods of withdrawal, fantasy, or escapism. Yet Revati's gift is in transmutation, learning how to carry wisdom forward without being weighed down by suffering. At her best, Shruti becomes a guide of emotional and spiritual refinement. She lives her life like a prayer, quiet, deep, and infused with meaning. She doesn't just walk a path, she sanctifies it. And in doing so, she helps others find their own way through the fog. She's not loud, but she's luminous. Not forceful, but deeply impactful. She teaches that the most powerful transformations often begin in silence, and that endings, when embraced with grace, are simply sacred beginnings in disguise. Jupiter in the fifth house, placed in Pushya Nakshatra, in the sign of Cancer. The fifth house governs creativity, children, romantic expression, education, and the deeper emotional intelligence that fuels inspiration and joy. When Jupiter, the planet of wisdom, growth, and expansive learning, is placed here, it creates a soul that is richly gifted with insight, playfulness, and the urge to uplift. For Shruti, this placement makes her a natural teacher, mentor, or counselor. Someone whose love is expressed through guidance, nurturing, and the transmission of deeper values. In Cancer, Jupiter is exalted. This amplifies its nurturing qualities, giving Shruti a rare emotional generosity and warmth. She may be instinctively protective of those she loves, especially children or students. Her emotional intelligence is high, and her wisdom comes not only from books or formal learning, but from her heart. She understands people, not just what they say, but what they feel. She doesn't just educate, she nurtures the soul. Pushya Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, is associated with nourishment, discipline, and sacred protection. It carries the energy of the divine caretaker, the one who provides structure, devotion, and consistent emotional support. With Jupiter here, Shruti may feel a karmic responsibility to guide others toward their own growth, especially those who are emotionally vulnerable or young. She may be drawn to parenting, teaching, therapy, or any path that allows her to offer both structure and care. This placement activates the guardian and the visionary archetypes within her. The guardian is expressed in her role as an emotional safe space, someone who others feel instinctively protected by. She provides a calm center for those experiencing turbulence. The visionary reveals itself in how she inspires others, not just by what she teaches, but by how she embodies her values. Shruti is the kind of person who can guide someone toward their purpose, not with pressure, but with presence. Psychologically, this placement suggests someone who finds meaning and joy in offering care. Her creativity is tied to her compassion. She may enjoy storytelling, poetry, or emotionally resonant forms of expression that allow her to uplift, guide, or heal. She sees the sacred in play, the spiritual in learning, and the divine in the act of nurturing. The challenge with this placement lies in overextending emotionally or taking too much responsibility for others' growth. Shruti may at times give more than she receives or become overly invested in her role as guide or protector. Pushya Saturnian influence can also bring internal pressure, feeling that she must always be good, helpful, or wise. But when balanced, this Jupiter becomes a radiant emotional force, anchoring Shruti in a love that is not clinging but elevating. Her joy comes from watching others bloom under her care. And her legacy is not only in what she creates, but in what she helps others create through her nurturing presence. She teaches that true wisdom is not just what we know, it's how we love, how we serve, and how we help others believe in their own inner light. Mercury and Venus in the ninth house, both placed in Jyeshtha and Vishakha nakshatras, in the sign of Scorpio. The ninth house is the realm of higher wisdom, long journeys, spiritual philosophy, and one's relationship with truth, mentors, and destiny. When Mercury and Venus occupy this house, Shruti's pursuit of knowledge is both intellectually rich and emotionally nuanced. She is drawn not just to ideas, but to the experience of transformation through learning, connection, and deep philosophical exploration. Mercury in Jyeshtha Nakshatra brings a sharp investigative intelligence. Jyeshtha is ruled by Mercury itself, but within the intense emotional backdrop of Scorpio, it becomes fiercely perceptive, protective, and driven to uncover deeper truths. Shruti likely has a mind that is never content with surface-level answers. She wants to understand the hidden motives, the underlying philosophies, and the emotional dynamics behind belief systems. She may also be a natural researcher, someone who unravels the unspoken aspects of spiritual or ethical teachings. Venus in Vishakha Nakshatra adds a passionate, goal-oriented energy to her pursuit of meaning. Vishakha, ruled by Jupiter, represents ambition, clarity of vision, and a desire to choose a purposeful path. In Scorpio, Venus becomes emotionally intense, loyal, and spiritually magnetic. Shruti is not drawn to shallow beauty or abstract theory. She's compelled by ideas that evoke transformation, depth, and personal power. Her spiritual journey is deeply entwined with love, devotion, and emotional intensity. Together, this placement activates the reformer and the creator archetypes. The reformer is evident in her urge to reshape belief systems, not to destroy, but to refine and renew. She may feel a personal calling to question outdated traditions or bring new light into areas where dogma has replaced meaning. The creator is expressed through how she synthesizes wisdom and emotion, through writing, speaking, or artistic forms that bridge intellect and feeling. Psychologically, this setup suggests a deeply internalized belief system, one not easily swayed by trends or appearances. Shruti may have had early spiritual or educational influences that challenged her to grow quickly, or she may have felt isolated in her quest for truth. But this very tension fuels her depth. Her beliefs are not inherited, they are forged. There may be emotional complexity in how she relates to mentors, teachers, or spiritual authority. With Scorpio's influence, trust is earned, not given easily. But once she finds alignment with a path or teacher, her devotion is total. Similarly, she may become a powerful guide for others, not through preaching, but through her ability to see into the emotional and spiritual patterns that shape people's lives. The challenge here lies in emotional intensity, clouding discernment. At times, she may become too emotionally attached to a belief or too skeptical of traditional systems. But with maturity, she learns to temper her passion with perspective, allowing her insights to become medicine, not just for herself, but for others. In her highest expression, Shruti becomes a living bridge between intellect and emotion, between sacred knowledge and heartfelt devotion. She doesn't just study truth, she embodies it, expresses it, and quietly reforms the spiritual landscape around her by showing that depth, beauty, and truth are never separate, but always intertwined. Mars and Sun in the 10th house, both placed in Purva Ashada Nakshatra in the sign of Sagittarius. The 10th house governs one's career, public image, leadership, and legacy, the work we are known for in the world. When both Mars and the Sun are placed here, Shruti steps into the world with authority, intensity, and a clear sense of direction. These two fiery planets in Sagittarius create a strong karmic blueprint for ambition, fueled by higher purpose, justice, and inspired action. Mars in the 10th house gives Shruti a natural drive to lead. It brings courage, initiative, and a results-oriented mindset in professional life. This isn't passive energy. It's bold, decisive, and often relentless when chasing goals. In Sagittarius, Mars seeks truth, meaning, and freedom of expression. Shruti is likely drawn to professions where she can fight for causes, teach, explore, or stand for something bigger than herself. The Sun, which represents identity, self-respect, and soul purpose, is also powerfully positioned in the 10th house. This is one of the strongest placements for the Sun, where it expresses leadership, clarity, and an inherent desire to rise to positions of visibility and impact. In Sagittarius, the Sun becomes a noble seeker, motivated by ideals, guided by ethics, and naturally inclined toward roles that involve mentoring, policymaking, or spiritual influence. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, brings in emotional intensity and the power of invincibility. It is symbolized by the elephant's tusk and carries the energy of determined victory. Here, both Mars and the Sun are not just chasing external achievement, they are pursuing success with soul. Shruti's work is likely to carry emotional meaning and philosophical conviction. She doesn't want to succeed for its own sake. She wants to stand for something, inspire change, and uplift collective understanding. This placement activates the strategist and the catalyst archetypes. The strategist is revealed in her ability to align long-term professional goals with structured vision. She doesn't chase trends, she builds legacies. The catalyst emerges through her presence. There is a fire in her that moves others into action, whether she leads teams, teaches, or works behind the scenes. She ignites momentum in people and projects alike. Psychologically, this pairing brings a deep internal alignment between identity and action. Shruti may feel a strong inner pressure to live up to her potential, to prove herself, or to earn the recognition that validates her sense of purpose. There may be moments of burnout or a tendency to over-identify with achievement, but these are also the growing pains of someone born to lead with vision. The challenge lies in integrating personal power with humility. Both the Sun and Mars can create ego-driven ambition if not tempered with self-awareness. But in Sagittarius and Purva Ashada, the true path is through wisdom, not dominance. Shruti's success is greatest when it's rooted in contribution, not competition. At her highest expression, Shruti becomes a radiant force of impact in her chosen field. She leads not by shouting, but by standing firm in what she believes. Her professional presence isn't just efficient, it's inspiring. She's the kind of leader who doesn't just move systems, she moves hearts. And through that, she crafts a legacy defined not just by status, but by soul. Moon in the 11th house, placed in Shravana Nakshatra, in the sign of Capricorn. The 11th house governs friendships, social networks, aspirations, and the fulfillment of long-term goals. When the moon, planet of emotion, intuition, and receptivity, lands here, it weaves personal feeling into collective connection. For Shruti, this placement suggests a strong emotional resonance with her social environment. Her dreams are not private. They are often shaped by her desire to connect, contribute, and belong. Shravana Nakshatra, ruled by the moon itself, adds depth and spiritual listening to this placement. Known for its association with hearing sacred truth and wisdom transmission, Shravana gives Shruti a subtle but profound capacity to absorb what others miss. Not just words, but tone, energy, and emotional intention. In Capricorn, this translates into practical empathy. She's emotionally aware, but measured. She doesn't get swept away by emotion. She channels it constructively. This creates a deeply nuanced social intelligence. Shruti likely plays the role of the listener in her circles, the one who remembers, who cares quietly, and who builds bonds through consistency rather than noise. Capricorn makes her cautious with trust, but once she commits to a cause or connection, she's steady and loyal. Her aspirations, too, are emotionally fueled but grounded in reality. She may pursue collective goals with a strong sense of responsibility, often becoming the emotional anchor in group settings or community efforts. Psychologically, this placement activates the diplomat and the visionary archetypes. The diplomat is seen in her emotional navigation of social landscapes. She knows how to keep peace, when to speak, and how to support others without overextending. The visionary arises through her long-term dreaming. Shruti wants to make an impact, but not through empty idealism. Her dreams are laced with empathy and endurance. There may be emotional caution here. Shruti may not easily show vulnerability in social groups, especially if she feels emotionally responsible for others. She might suppress her feelings to avoid disrupting harmony or hesitate to ask for support when she needs it. Yet, this emotional restraint is also part of her strength. It gives her the power to hold space for others, to be dependable, and to quietly uplift without demanding attention. The challenge lies in balancing emotional containment with emotional expression. The moon in Capricorn can lead to internalization, which may turn into silent emotional labor. Shruti's work is to learn that she too deserves support and that vulnerability can deepen connection, not weaken it. When integrated, this moon becomes a quiet but powerful force of emotional leadership. Shruti becomes the person who others turn to, not because she's loud, but because she's stable, kind, and wise. Her friendships aren't about popularity, they're about depth and trust. And her dreams aren't just about achievement, they're about creating something enduring, meaningful, and emotionally resonant within the collective she quietly and steadily nurtures. Ketu in the 12th house, placed in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, in the sign of Aquarius. The 12th house is the realm of endings, transcendence, solitude, subconscious patterns, and spiritual liberation. With Ketu, the headless, mystical, and spiritually detached node, placed here, Shruti's chart reflects a profound inner life, shaped by themes of retreat, surrender, and deep karmic memory. This is not a placement for the material world. It is a soul-level signature of someone who is meant to dissolve ego and move closer to spiritual truth. Purva Bhadrapada, ruled by Jupiter, is a nakshatra of intense transformation. It exists between two worlds, the material and the spiritual, and carries the symbolic energy of the funeral cot, marking the transition from one state of being to another. In Aquarius, a sign linked to humanitarian ideals, collective reform, and intellectual detachment, this nakshatra expresses its intensity through abstract spiritualism, visionary philosophy, and the urge to break from societal illusion. Ketu in this nakshatra and house suggests that Shruti has likely experienced, in past lives or early life, the dissolution of identity and deep detachment from worldly success. There may be a strong internal call towards spiritual liberation, mysticism, or solitary practices such as meditation, energy work, or dream exploration. She is not afraid of letting go of people, roles, or even aspects of her own personality if it means coming closer to truth. This placement activates the mystic and the architect archetypes. The mystic in her sees through illusion. Shruti intuitively understands that what we see on the surface is only a sliver of reality. She may feel a powerful connection to symbolism, ritual, and the unspoken messages of life. The architect appears in how she structures her solitude and inner reflection, not in chaos, but with discipline and vision. She might create spiritual frameworks, healing methods, or energetic systems that help others bridge the material and the divine. Psychologically, this placement can make her a private person, perhaps elusive or hard to fully understand. She may resist being defined by social roles or public labels. There can be a sense of being elsewhere, even when she's present, a foot in the inner world, always processing the unseen. Kedu here also dissolves the need for external validation, making her quietly self-contained, often rejecting fame, status, or material ambition. The challenge lies in grounding. With such a strong inward pull, Shruti may at times feel disconnected from the demands of the outer world or emotionally overwhelmed by collective suffering. There may be a tendency to withdraw, over-sacrifice, or escape into spiritual bypassing if not balanced with conscious embodiment. But when integrated, Ketu in the 12th becomes a source of silent spiritual power. Shruti becomes a guide, not by preaching, but by being. Her detachment is not cold, it is wise. Her solitude is not loneliness, it is presence. And her journey is not about escape, but about returning to herself, to source, and to the clarity that only comes when all else has been stripped away. In this space, she doesn't just find peace, she becomes it.